to start our meeting with attendance. Administrator Director Zappiano, our attendance question is, what are your plans for fall break?
Senator Ward.
I'm going to go home and hang out with my dog.
Senator Alcala.
I'm just going to sleep.
Senator O'Neill.
I'm also going home.
Senator Lambert.
We're, we have a soccer, the soccer game, but we're going to the US Women's National Game at US from the stadium. So, I'm playing Sweden.
Senator Jensbach.
I'm going home and doing nothing.
Senator Anderson. Senator Fastendola.
I'm going to write all those papers that I've been putting off for the past 3 weeks.
Senator Heberman. Senator Arshad.
Eat, sleep, repeat.
Senator O'Connell.
I'm going home for fall break.
Senator Mullenbach.
I'm also going to it.
Senator Hannon.
I'm visiting my family for my sister's birthday.
Senator Shaw.
I'm going home. I'm going to go out.
Senator Pemberton.
Yeah, also. My dog,
for sure. Senator Antis.
I'm assuming the question is what we're doing on the fall break. I'm house sitting while the rest of my family's in Mexico.
Chair Martinez.
I will be going to Chicago.
Chair Anderson.
I hopefully will be going to North Dakota.
Chair John.
I'll be on rounds on campus.
Chair Taven.
I will be working at Delta Patrick's every single day just to pick up some hours because nobody else wants to work.
Director Schwartz.
I'm heading to the homeland. See the parents.
Director Chonyi.
I'm going to be on campus just studying for midterm.
Control hand count.
Finishing grad school applications and researching economics.
Doing my best to avoid the existential pit.
Ombudsperson Robbins. Speak Adam.
Probably just gonna hang around Minneapolis, catch a show or two.
President Chakoske.
Doing rounds with you, Hubert.
President Singh.
I will be home hanging out with my little brother, who's going to turn 13 this year and is getting as tall as me, so gotta cherish those little kid moments.
Advisor Van Hecke.
I'm actually really excited about this. My generation of Duskies, like the people that I went to college with and predominantly lived with in Story Hall when we were first year students, for 26 years we've been vacationing together. And so this weekend we will be in Charleston, South Carolina, at a house on the beach, and
Senator at home.
Administrative Director.
On rounds.
Awesome. Okay, with that, we're done with attendance. I'm going to request that everyone shift your name tags toward, or the placards toward the front so we can read them easier, and. Also, can we speak up a little bit louder because it's hard to get, the mic doesn't pick up the voices as easily, and our administrative director has to work really hard to listen in on the minutes while he's typing them up after Senate is over, so it'll be helpful to him and for us to hear each other if we speak a little bit louder. With that, let's approve the minutes. So we have two meeting minutes that we need to approve because there were edits made to the meeting minutes from October 3rd. So, are there any discrepancies with the October 3rd meeting minutes? Discrepancies with minutes? Discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move on to the minutes for last Monday, October 10th. Are there any discrepancies with minutes? Discrepancies? Discrepancies? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Community comment? Okay, and now we'll move on to unfinished business. So we're going to start with the committee updates, beginning with diversity chair.
So the DLC letter, we did not sign it, along with the Republicans and the PAs. So those are the three organizations in DLC that did not sign it. And the Republicans are no longer a part of DLC, so that was something new that happened. And then the charge that I got last week from Ms. Shaw, or Senator Shaw over there, to see how the campus feels about DAPL in general. Right now we're kind of brainstorming ways to approach that, and then we will start like enacting something next week. So that's where I'm at.
Are there any questions for our diversity chair? Questions? All right, Student Economic Affairs.
So first update on our ad hoc charge from last week. We did have the posters put up and the email sent out. Our committees felt that it was best not to table. That had been a suggested action given on the floor, and we decided that that was not the best course of action. I did hear back from the president's office, and they would like to start doing a couple of students meeting with President Bergman this semester, so we've got three dates lined up for that, and I'll be sending out an email to the student body, hopefully at the end of this week, looking for people who are interested in participating in that. For a Unity tabling event that will happen on Thursday, my committee is very small. There are only four senators in my committee, so I will be sending out our tabling sign up to the entirety of the Senate. If any of you would be willing to help out, that would be really appreciated. And lastly, our committee has kind of gotten into the conversation of looking into bringing back Female Power Hour. For those of you who don't know, that was something a couple years ago in the weight room. It was decided that there should be an hour of time where a couple of times a week where only females could lift weights in the free weight room. That no longer exists. I really encourage a senator to bring that up in new business if they feel like they know where their constituents stand on that, if they have a very strong stance. Otherwise, if I could just ask you to kind of feel out what your constituencies think on that, so that way we could get some feedback on that later.
Are there any questions for Chair Anderson? Speaker, how do
you? You said the Unity event was on Thursday?
Yes.
Is it not supposed to be on the same day as the debate, which is Wednesday?
I meant Wednesday then.
Okay.
It's definitely on Wednesday then. He's right.
Are you?
Any other questions for Chair Anderson? Questions? All right. Our health and housing chair has an update
as well. So, an update on Jewish food. Dining service is looking into it. So they said that either this week or next week. I think Senator Clark was the one who charged me into looking if we could have more Jewish food around on Fridays at the CAF. And so I did, and they're looking into either bringing it this week or next week. And then I also talked to them about the debate. It will be showing at the CAF Wednesday, and then I will be sending out an email Tuesday evening around there, just reminding them that we should have we should respect one another's opinions and to be respectful and engage in good conversation. So I yield.
Are there any questions for Chair Martinez? Questions? Okay, Administrative Director.
Yeah. So every semester, senators do faculty reports. So you go to talk to a professor or a staff member on campus and talk to them about what Senate is doing. So we are looking for feedback. So tonight I'm gonna send an email and I will be giving you the details of what you are going to do. In the next 3 weeks, meet with a professor, a staff member, ask them questions and fill up the report that I'm going to attach in the email. It will be due on November 7th, 3 months from now. So you have 3 weeks to work on it and think about it. Thank you.
Yep.
So would you make sure that I'm on the email list?
Yes. Yeah.
Any other questions for Administrative Director? Questions? All right. With that, is there any other unfinished business? Unfinished business. unfinished business? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to new business, starting with our finance budgets.
So first we have Hill Crew. With Hill Crew, this is something that came up at the beginning of our cabinet meeting. Last semester during the spring, we allocated $910 to Hill Crew and to buy a computer and a screener. And this year, they came up with this new idea of an app that pretty much does the same thing, but it's much more like modern or like more effective in terms of like the collecting data and like all the information. So instead of me going on talking about it, I want to make sure like they have a say on like what the whole app, the idea is about, so that you guys can hear it, and then we'll talk about like how much like what we decided as a finance committee.
Thank you, Tenzin. So my name is Matt Hastings, and my other representative for the Hill Crew here.
I'm Chris Captain. I'm a junior.
And so today we're going to be talking about what we are going to term the Hill Crew app. So we have a little demo we'll pass around. Please make sure it gets all the way around. I don't know how much time I have to speak here. But if you want to talk about the detail analytical side, please talk to Peter Schwartz about it. He was in a meeting with the account manager of the app and has all of the details on it. But just a quick background of it. So the app is there. So it's a $2,500 app, and it'll be able to post all of the sporting and fine arts events on campus. And the way it works, it's GPS. It's used through the GPS location services. So every time you walk past a checkpoint throughout the school, you'll get a push notification of a school event going on, a sports event going on, fine arts. And so I want you guys to think of it not only just 2,500 going to Hill Crew, but it's almost as if 2,500 is going to the school. Because this way we can track attendance by pulling reports at the end of the year to see how many people checked into the games, what the attendance reports was, how many downloads there were, and all of that more detailed side of it. And so basically what we're trying to do with this app is we're trying to get everyone out to games. And the problem that Hill Crew has had with their second year running is really trying to get the word out about the different sporting events and fine arts events. And we send emails, but God knows that as soon as you check the email, you delete it, you don't even read it. So this way, you get a push notification through your phone, and you'll be able to see what kind of game is going on, and you check in with the app at a location point, and you'll be redeemed rewards for it. So the more events you go to, the more rewards or points you can get, and then you'll be able to reclaim your points by getting free apparel. And so this way we can go around, and there's different applications we can go around with, but that's kind of the main deal with the app. So I want you guys to think of it more as a $2,500 budget to the school than Hill Crew, because this way we can see how many people are going to each event and how the attendance increases over time. Do you have anything?
No, Matt did a great job of covering the details of it, and I guess the main point is that it kind of modernizes and streamlines our process, as well as just the growing support for Hill Crew, contributing from the sporting events and the fine arts events. This would be a great way to further bridge that gap that exists on our campus. And it'll be a great way to bring in the alumni as well. They'll also be able to download the app, and through your guys' contribution, it would be a free download, which is the best way to go about this and to have as much support for it as possible. So we thank you for your time, and thanks for having us here.
And so, can I add one more thing?
Yeah, sure.
So the budget, as Tenzin was saying, we received $910 for this year, $10 printing, $900,
mm-hmm.
between a computer and a scanner. So we were going to go one route and say that we'll have someone at the front of the event checking in people with their key card, and we'll be able to track the attendance this way. And that wasn't so modern. And so this app will be a lot more modern, because when you're at a location on this site, like when you go to the football game, the football stadium, you'll be able to open the app, and it will automatically check to see that you're already at the game. So the rewards are already deemed to you. You don't even have to open the app to get the rewards. It notices that you're at that spot at that time. And so that way the app doesn't require so much manpower with someone checking you into games or fine arts events to redeem your points. This way the app does everything for us, and at the end of the year, we can have this meeting again, and if you guys don't feel that it was successful, we can pull the reports and we can show how many downloads happened, how much attendance was brought to each game day by day or event by event, and our account manager will be working with us through the app to get all of the specific details and the applications figured out.
Great. Do you guys have any question for Bruno?
Senator, I'm ready.
Do you guys, so like, you can just like, literally like, just stand while seeing them like, get the points and move? Is that like,
yeah,
true?
If that's what you want.
Okay.
But
Is it like a one-time like payment and then like the app will be forever?
No, so the $2,500 is per year.
It is, okay.
And so unfortunately we'll be talking with, we talked with Sean and Peter and the rest of the finance committee about that. And if you guys don't feel like it's worth
right.
it next year, we don't have to do it. But right now we give away, the money that we were given this year were for the computer and the scanner, and everything else that we give away, whether it's gift cards, apparel, or anything else, that's all through alumni donations. And so if we can get more alumni donations, maybe someday in a couple of years we'll be able to pay off the $2,500 without asking for this budget. But in terms of the next couple of years, it would have to be $2,500 a year. But as we're saying, it's just for this year right now, so we can see how it works with the school. And so this would be in effect January through December, so it's the calendar year, not the academic year.
Yep, Speaker Haberman.
Yeah, I have two questions. So is this an app that was developed by Gustavus, or is this something from like an outside source?
This is a third party.
This is a third party. And would this app just be available to Gustavus students and Gustavus alumni, or would people all over be?
So is this available for other people besides like Gustavus students and people who come to Gustavus, you know, sports and stuff like that?
So it's available to anyone who's interested in the Gustavus system. So we're not gonna have random people that aren't affiliated with Gustavus signing up. But yes, families can download it, alumni can download it, students on campus can download it.
Okay. And then my last question is, so say there's an update to the app, do you know if it would cost extra if the app was updated, or would it just stay the same, the $2,500?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure, so
okay.
To be honest, if Peter can chime in, that'd be great.
My update for just
yep, you can go ahead.
Yeah, so the account management suite, apparently we just like send them the stuff that we want and then they'll just put it in right away. I asked about like the timeline on that and they said it was like a 2 to 3 day kind of turnaround thing. So it might not, or they like try to make it like instant, but I mean, if we're not putting in the stuff, it can't be completely instant, you know what I mean? So it will be in a timely manner though, and then we'll get it taken care of for the account management. I just wanted to like add a little bit to this and say that this is actually a really big thing right now for Gustavus. Like, as long as everything goes smoothly, and I think it will, we've done some pretty good research on it, this will like be totally different. Like, we don't have an app for anything right now. Like, we don't have an app for WebAdvisor, we don't have an app for like Moodle. This would be the first app to actually like promote Gustavus. And also to answer one of your questions, you have to have a valid Gustavus email address to like start an account. So you can't just, you know, anybody can do it. We have to have some privacy on like the geolocations or whatever they are. I think that's all I was gonna add. Yeah, if you wanna know more about it, they'll come to me. I know a bunch of stuff. What?
Cost for update.
Oh, there's no cost for update. They have an account management like client suite kind of thing that you can go into and add the stuff into. So once we learn it, figure it out, we can add it in. But for right now, we just send it to them and they put it in. It's kind of how I understood it. But I'll probably help carry with that side of it too. And Yeah, did you mention this, Matt, but this is gonna be in effect in January, right?
Yeah, this is the calendar year, not the academic year.
So we've got some time before this thing rolls out.
It does. We talked with the account manager, and it does take about a month to put our own twist onto the app, whether it's the applications or the background picture and the rewards being set up. So it does take about a month to get up and running, but yeah, the goal is to be ready for J-term if this gets approved.
How are you?
Senator Arshad?
I just have one question. What platform is this available for, iOS, Android, or both?
Both.
Okay.
So maybe Sean can chime in on that. We had a packet about this was kind of a regular package. There was a premium package too, but it is for iPhone, Android, any smartphone, and so it is available to everyone.
Senator at home.
So you guys already bought the computer and the scanner?
We did not buy it. We were allocated the budget, but we did not spend any of the $900.
Okay.
They're gonna put that money towards
okay.
this.
So basically, you guys would revoke the 900, is what I understand, and give us 25.
Yeah. So if whoever is
Senator at home, do you yield to chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have not asked for the $900 through an RFP or by any other means. So this would be a reclassification of the budget and an increase in the budget. So we're reclassifying it from printer and scanner to be Superfan app and then increasing it to $2,500, while it's also maintaining the $10 printing money that we have from last year's finance guidelines. So.
You saw before.
Hi.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. Chair Taven?
So I kind of have one, or I have two different questions. One's kind of on a clarification. So you guys are saying that this is going to be available for everyone, like Gustavus students, like their families if they're coming, and like alumni, but then Peter said you have to have a valid email address. So does that mean it's only available for people that are like have a valid email address and go to Gustavus?
So you have to have, this is where a little bit of confusion comes into place, because you do sign up with your Gustavus email, but I know that with the account manager, you can set up another functionality where alumni will be able to get the app too. So there's a different process that we have to take, but I know that that is available. I'm not exactly sure how that works, to be honest.
Yeah, well, we'll start. You'd start by rolling it out to just students, and then you'd add in like a list. You could add in like all the alumni.
And then I have another one. So you talked about how like you're walking around on campus and you'll get pushed an event. What about the students who maybe like don't know about the events but are just like sitting in their dorm rooms and they're not walking around campus? Like, is there an option if you just like click on a button and see what events are going on?
So there's the events application. So you open it and it will give you a calendar and it will say women's volleyball game tonight, 7:00, blackout, halftime event competition, win $20 gift card to Domino's. So we'll have all that information on that single click of clicking on the event. And so if they're in their dorms and they don't know what's going on campus, because I know that being having been here for a couple years, you don't understand like what is going on campus unless if someone is in your class and says, oh hey, I have a football game tomorrow or this or that. Maybe football is not the best example, but stuff like that. So this way, you're in the dorm on the weekend or the weekday, and you're trying to kill some time figuring out what events there are on campus. And this way, you open up the app, you click on the events page, and you'll instantly see whether it's a home game, away game, where it's at, what time, what event we're doing, what you're supposed to wear. And so it'll, if that answers your question.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to clarify those two different points. Thank you. Thank you.
Advisor?
Two questions. So Peter, has GTS signed off officially and said, yep, this is fine with us, we're behind it?
No, this hasn't gone through GTS at all, I don't believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
This, was like through me and Carrie so far. I'm not sure if they got involved yet. They will get involved, I think, once
yeah.
we have to do like the stuff with the management team and the actual development team. But for right now, we just talked to like the marketing lady. Basically, talk to like the business side lady, and then you finally get like the software development team when you actually are serious about the product and really want to implement it.
Okay.
So.
So Senate, you may want to like make it contingent on GTS signing off on it. And then my other question is, so you were talking about like cool, I don't remember what you call them, points, and
yeah.
and being able to like get T-shirts or whatever. Is that budget? Is the 25 cover all of that, or does the company pay for that, or
the rewards?
Yeah.
So
thank you.
It's. We don't pay anything extra for that. We deem the rewards ourselves, so we can decide how many points you have to earn to win free apparel.
And then
that's
apparel that you have just
yeah, that is
around.
That's our apparel. That's not the third party.
So that's like your alumni donation
yeah.
funds.
That's where the alumni donations come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Senator Antis.
I have two questions. One, what does finance think of this?
So yeah, so when it first came out, they talked about app and stuff like that, and as much as we can try to act like we know about app, I know we have computer stores who create app and know pretty much anything about like computer science, so I just told them to talk to Peter and see what he thinks about it, because what we were thinking as a finance is it cost effective, like is it better than going for a computer and screener? And that's when I told Shorts to talk to them, and Shorts looked at it and looked at the idea and said, it's pretty good, like you just said earlier. So after listening to him and after listening to Brady yesterday at the finance committee, we, as a finance committee, decided that it is definitely worth trying, at least for this year. And like you were saying, like we can look at the data and see whether it's actually working or not, whether, like, you know, if it works, like that's like, it could be one of the best thing ever. Like, you know, like going forward, like Student Senate doesn't even have to fund it. It could be like something that a school can fund it, right? So we just thought it's definitely worth giving them a chance at least for 1 year and see whether it's really working or not.
And this process started the second day of school. So we've actually been in contact with Carrie since the second day of school. So we've been discussing it and rediscussing it and figuring out if it's feasible or not, multiple meetings. With Carrie Eckhart, yeah. And so in the end, we deemed it that from the information we got from Peter Schwartz and from what they already had for a budget and the fact that they hadn't requested their budget fulfilled already, that it was pretty reasonable to me that this seemed more of a long-term solution rather than a rather short-term solution of a computer that probably will have to be replaced within the next 5 years anyway. So.
Second question, this is a really big budget. What does ethics think of it? Like, does it break any bylaws or anything?
Our ethics chair isn't here, but
I don't
think it's breaking
any
bylaws. No. I don't know that it breaks bylaws. I think it will require a two-thirds vote and will require a
roll
call.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Seems cool. Thank you.
Senator Edholm?
Yeah. So we actually have the, I'm not exactly sure what his role is, but the head of fine arts.
Yeah, Andrew Lupinek? Lupinek?
Lupinek? The student?
Yes,
yeah.
The student.
So he sits on our executive board, and we've brought on fine arts this year as part of our events just to reach that sector of campus. And we had one event already this fall, and we have another one coming up in November, and then we'll promote Christmas in Christ Chapel as well for December. So we're just trying to include those events along with our sports events, because we feel like those deserve support as well from our student body, and this app will be able to, like Matt said earlier, those events will show up on the events tab within the app as well.
Chair Tatum.
Sorry, last question. Do you guys have an idea of how you want to do the point system? If like a football game is going to be 50 points versus like a swim meet's only 25, or like are you going to standardize it?
So that's something that we have to work with Carrie about. Right now we're just working to get it approved, the budget approved, and then we'll be able to work with our account manager and see what some other Division III schools are doing for this app. And so the reward system is something that we'll definitely be working on. So we don't have a correct answer right now.
And will this work for, say, an off-campus sporting event? It's like, well, I'm in cross country and we don't have any events like that are seriously on campus. So say someone wanted to go watch our conference meet in Como Park. Would the app...
It will be on the app.
But
yes.
You can't get points.
No.
It's GPS based, so they can make it to where it would be a GPS location in a different area. At least that's my understanding from the app and the account manager, is that it would be GPS based. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not 100% certain on that. I don't know. That's a good question.
That's something we haven't reflected on, to be honest. But.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Hey, yo. That's good.
Are there any other questions for our student org or the finance committee? Questions? All right, let's move into discussion. I encourage everyone, seeing as this is a bigger budget and more complex subject because of all the questions that we've had, to have strong discussion like we did last week. So, discussion. Speaker Havenman.
I like the idea of the app so far. I'd like you guys to look into getting some information on off-campus events. And then Jonas did bring up a good point about having to go through the technology department. So I move to make it contingent that you guys have to discuss this with the tech services.
Second goes to Senator Barron. Discussion on the motion. Senator Warren.
I mean, that makes sense. I don't think I'm very fond of GTS support, so I don't think
it's going to
be a problem.
Senator
Edholm.
So the reason we haven't discussed the rewards yet is because, one, we've been talking almost on a weekly basis with Sean and the rest of the finance committee about getting this approved. And so our goal was, when this gets approved, we have a month timeline before the app gets up and running. It's 4 to 6 weeks to get it up and running. So that was the time period where we would figure it out before the app gets running. So we're not going to start the app after 4 weeks and then decide what the rewards are. So if that's something the rest of the Senate would like to know about, if what kind of rewards. But if you guys are interested in that, I'd be glad to.
This is Jermaine. We're supposed to be talking about going through tech services during this discussion, not reward systems.
Okay, so I'm gonna let you finish your thought, and then just because they're the student orgs, they don't know necessarily know the like Robert's rules and whatnot. So go ahead and finish your thought. But our speaker is saying that in the discussion that we're having right now, it's about like the motion that he posed to talk to GTS before, or like having the budget be contingent on talking to GTS. And
I'm sorry, I thought you asked about rewards.
Go ahead and finish your thought. And you're fine. Just go ahead and finish your thought, and then we'll keep moving the discussion forward.
Yeah, so I mean that's it. I was just gonna say that we have a month's worth of time to figure out the reward system before everything gets going. The point was just to get the budget approved and be able to have all of the events on the calendar ready to go. And so getting that first step rolling before the entire ball just keeps going. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator Antes?
I'm assuming this motion is going to push back the budget to the next meeting, which is going to be 2 weeks. I'd just like to say that everybody should talk to their constituents about it, see if they really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Senator Barron.
I think my question is
Do you yield to our control?
Yeah.
So this is not pushing the budget back. This is saying that should this be passed this evening, I will not disperse the funds to the student organization until I get the word from GTS, hey Sean, totally cool with us, thumbs up, let them have it. Then I can give them their funding. So this isn't pushing debate back, this is just when I can disperse the funds.
Discussion.
This is more personal privilege. Just make sure everyone's speaking up. We're kind of sliding into a lull, and I want to make sure that everyone can hear what we're saying on the minutes. Yield.
Discussion. Chair Schwartz.
So I actually completely agree with Senator Haberman. Speaker Haberman. I think that it probably should go through GTS at some point too. There should be some counsel from GTS on it. Sorry, but I actually think maybe it should a little bit. I think it'd be smart to bring them in and see what they think on it. And the main reason for that is mostly for the updates and stuff, because it's a third party process, so it's getting updated through them, which is a little hairy. I think that's the one thing that is more like questionable for me. Not so much the actual like points. Who cares? The points are simple. They just like 20 points, 10 points, 50 points, whatever you get. That's like not that crazy. But like the behind the scenes stuff, like the updating, that stuff needs to go very smoothly if we want this app to like be successful right from the get go. You know what I mean? Those are like the kind of like the behind the scenes things that need to be polished over. Even like the off-campus thing, that we gotta know that. And I just think that, I don't know, maybe like a packet of everything detailed perfectly. Like not like a huge packet, but
we gave one to five.
Okay, did you? I didn't know. Did you already?
Thank you. So yeah, there is a packet of information. It's a very generic packet, but it is a packet of information about the app, specifically on just like features it does. So stuff that's really above my head in terms of technology. But other than that, like, I don't know what else you'd be asking.
Yeah, well, you said it was a little generic, so that I think it's got to be really detailed, personally.
I'd also question the germane of this conversation.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Really not how you should say that, but
okay. Right, you.
Is there any other discussion on the motion? Discussion? Jonas?
I just like to add that I think the question of the timing is that if this is something that you're inclined to support, I think it makes sense to vote now and to say that you're willing to support it. With the motion, if the motion passes, with the motion in place, it just simply means that there's a responsibility by Hillcrew to get connected with GTS. And if GTS says there's no way the college can do this, then obviously, you know, they're not going to proceed forward with this app, and the money will never get spent. But it makes sense to tell them that they can have the money before they go to GTS, because otherwise GTS is going to be like, well, you don't even know how you're paying for it. Why would we waste our time talking about it? And so I think that the order that is currently in place all is making sense if you're interested in passing the request.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion? Discussion seeing none, we're going to move into a vote on the motion to have the budget, if it passes, be contingent on Hill Crew communicating with GTS and having their input and approval. So all those in favor of passing the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? All right, motion passes. Back to discussion on the budget. Senator Haberman, or Speaker Haberman, you saw before.
Yeah, now that GTS is involved, we have the fail-safe, or the app just isn't going to work out for our campus, and so I'm in full support of this app. I will.
Senator Lamberty.
I love Hill Crew, and I think this app is so cool, and I'm hoping that a lot of people have a lot of different things, and that they're doing fine arts and music and all that stuff will be really cool, too. So, and I think, I know that they're going to figure out all the points and all that stuff. I would not worry about that one bit, so they should pass this.
Senator Warren.
Last year's member of the Finance Committee, I had like mild reservations about the computer and scanner just because Hill Crew brings in so many people, and like we can wait in line with scanner and do all that. So I think this is a really big improvement, and I'm a lot more comfortable with this budget even than I was with the one that I voted to approve this year.
Okay. Senator Antes.
Yeah, I like this. It's been fairly organized. Great presentation. Thank you.
Senator Barron.
Yeah, no, just sitting in on finance maybe yesterday and hearing two leaders from Hill Crew talk about it, it just sounded like they really like have a good plan for this. They have a really good structure set up of what they want, what they envision to be doing. And with their addition of fine arts, I think it's really going to benefit the Davis community, because half the problem with like being in music is like people just don't know when concerts are or recitals or things like that. So if you're just walking by the early and you have to see it, then that's just really awesome. So thank you.
I agree with all the previous speakers. I think that this is a really good idea and that we should support it as the Senate. And I also, this is just like a really small thing, but I think that an app is a lot more environmentally friendly than like purchasing a computer. So that's another just point to consider.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know, but Hill Crew started like 2 years ago, right? And now like they're so big, like in terms of like the shirt that they're selling and just like the involvement in like the, you know, sports in general. So I feel like the fact that they're able to move so fast and be so popular on this campus, I feel like with the leadership that they have, some of the guys that I personally know, I feel like they know what they're doing and the direction that they're going. Too. So I really believe that this is something that we should fund.
Chair Taven.
I just think they've put so much work into this, and there's like it's been going on since like the beginning of the semester basically, and I think they've really done their research and they've been working with us and talking with us and like keeping that communication open, which I think is wonderful. And so especially with GTS, like I love this the way it is, so I yield.
Is there any other discussion on the budget? Speaker or Senator at home, sorry.
On the budget? Specifically on the budget?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Discussion seeing none, we'll move to a vote on budget. It has to be a 2/3 vote and it'll be a roll call. Administrative Director Garmano. Administrative roll call.
Senators Barron.
Aye.
Ward.
Aye.
Oscar.
Aye.
O'Neill.
Aye.
Donham.
Aye.
Lamberty.
Aye.
Yuzba.
Aye.
Passandola.
Aye.
Haberman.
Aye.
Oshad.
Aye.
O'Connor.
Aye.
Marenbach.
Aye.
Hammond.
Aye.
Shaw.
Aye.
Pemberton.
Aye.
Antes.
Aye.
Ed Hall.
Okay, with that, the budget passes.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so next on the agenda is the budget for Student Senate for the Unity event.
Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, my goodness. I hope you all are already very well aware of what the Unity event will entail. I'm hoping to have senators there all day, so again, sign up guys, at the table, and our intent is to have kind of like, not really separate the table, but like on one side there will be gold strips with black Sharpies for you to write something that makes you unique, you know, something about you that's special. And then on the other side, there will be black strips with gold Sharpies for you to write something that's more of a unity thing, something that makes you a gusty, something that's, you know, togethering like that. And then our intent is to link them into chains. Have not heard back from the CAF. They'll be all right with us hanging that up in the CAF because that was the original intent, but they've definitely let other people decorate in there, so I'm really hoping for a positive response on that today or tomorrow.
So one of the discussions that we had when we saw this budget was like whether this is a decoration or not. And in the previous years, decoration is something that we didn't want. But the fact that this is like the center of the event, like without this there won't be this event. So the fact that that's the issue here, we decided that it's appropriate to fund this $37 that they're asking. Senate.
Are there any questions for the student org or the finance committee? Questions? All right, I'll open the floor to discussion on the budget. Discussion on the budget.
This is a good budget. I mean, it doesn't break any bylaws. It seems pretty straightforward. This is something that we kind of wanted, so I urge you guys to vote for it. I yield.
Chair Martinez.
I also think it's a great budget, like finance director stated. Without the decoration, there would be no event. So I think decoration is an important aspect of this thing, so I yield.
Senator Barron?
Yeah, just in finance yesterday, we did talk about, like, it was kind of a decent discussion that we had, and it sounded like in the past there have been like decorations are like an essential part of the like the event itself, and we have funded them in the past, from my understanding. So thank you.
Senator Warren.
I would just say that I encourage you guys, it is a really necessary part of the budget, but I encourage you to be cautious about it because if we go breaking our guidelines for ourselves, we have to, that could be looked at pretty negatively from the public's view. If we're like, oh, we can break our own rules, but you can't. So it's just something to consider. Like, if this is another one, how would you vote?
Controller, and then Cam.
Yeah, so two things I would say about this particular budget. The financing guidelines are set by each financing committee, of course, and this was a conversation that we were having in finance committee last night about what is a decoration, what is a takeaway item, and stuff like that. We haven't obviously come to a determination on all of those yet, but what we did deem, at least from the committee last night, was that if it's central to the point of the of what would be the event, then we can maintain that we can use the decoration. Likewise, this is not going to be taken home by anyone. No one's going to take the entire chain home with them for funsies. I mean, maybe, and I guess Quinn might take it home. But even then, that's the point is, once again, the unity part. Two, I'd also say that this is a charge. So keep that in mind as well. So, I mean, if you don't want it, you don't want it. I mean, but this was a charge from Senate, so.
Any other discussion on the budget? Senator Hannon?
I feel like we should support this because I don't think the primary purpose is decoration per se, but the symbolism of the unity. So I think it goes beyond being decoration. I yield.
Senator Shaw?
I think this is a good idea, especially if we're going to be having a presidential debate in the CAF like very soon after, just to keep students in that mindset of the community.
Any other discussion? 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 Seeing none, we'll take a vote. Those in favor of supporting the budget say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Abstentions? Budget passes. All right. Is there anything else from Finance Committee?
Not really.
Any other new business? New business. Senator O'Connell.
Okay. I charged the Health and Housing Committee to look into getting a peanut butter machine for the cat. It's like a machine, and then you put peanuts in the top, and then it like grinds and makes fresh peanut butter. It's like, yeah, they have one down at the co-op if you want to like see an example.
Second goes to Senator O'Neill. Okay, still the floor. We can talk about it now.
Okay. So I was talking with some people in the cafe tonight, and you know how they have those like little peanut butter things? There's so much packaging for so little peanut butter. So it's like really not good for the environment. So now it's very wasteful. And then also, so many people love peanut butter. It's a really, really healthy food. And then this would be fresh, and so it'd take out like all of the like different salts and like added chemicals that they sometimes put in that like really processed peanut butter. So we think that it'd improve the health of our school and also be more environmentally friendly. Ideal.
Senator Shaw?
Although I personally love peanut butter, and it is a little bit of peanut butter for the amount of packaging, I am worried about allergies. Some people are like very seriously allergic to peanuts, and so depending on the severity of it, just like the fumes and the oil, so that surrounding area might be like tainted for those people.
Senator Fazenda?
I would like to repeat what a previous senator has said, and as much as I despise the packaging, that the little packets come in, it's contained, and having severe peanut allergies in my family, I know that even being in a room can trigger an allergy.
Senator at home.
I echo a previous speaker about peanut allergies, as well as the environmental disregard of having the small packages. Maybe if we did move forward with this, that it could be kept in a contained place in the back where they could put it into reusable containers. Just a thought. I yield.
Speaker Hoberman.
I think both sides of this debate are making very fair points, but I just want to remove by nature, so we might not get, the Health and Housing is just looking into it. They're not going to go out and get a peanut butter machine.
I guess, and that's your toy.
Okay.
So
you're
suggesting an amendment, maybe?
I do know of other colleges that have this in their cap, and like maybe this is like at other colleges. I yield.
Senator Pemberton.
In reference to being more environmentally friendly, have a jelly machine, but we can like have like how you can squirt out like that with the jelly.
Okay.
Concerns about allergies and the environment. I would encourage senators to think enjoy long term though. The taste of fresh organic almonds taste palate.
Senator Shaw? Discussion. All right. Getting a peanut butter machine for the calf. All those in favor, say aye. The has been called. Okay. Those in favor of giving peanut butter machine or it's now? Abstentions? Is there any other new business? Seeing none, we'll move to announcements. Speaker Hoberman.
I just wanted to tell the Senate that the cross country team is having a conference meet, not next week, but the following week. Feel free to come. I yield.
Director Schwartz?
You guys on the website and stuff, so if you have some time, go ahead and check that out. I could go on there and like click every single link, but you know, maybe if you just like check it out and see a spell. I also wanted to add that me and Joe will be taking care of the, so we will be sending out a vote for that here, hopefully tonight. I'll talk to Joe about the committee, come see me, because we need to switch some things around.
To speak up, because we keep not doing that, so that's all.
The Epsilon after fall break, all of you are encouraged and welcome to come.
Alright, Chair Tatum.
The International Festival is going to be on November 12th from 6 to 8 in Alumni Hall. I know that's kind of a ways out, but make sure you're planning. It was going to be tomorrow, it actually got postponed, so just be aware of that in case you were planning to go. The 20th, so it's going to be this Thursday at 6:30 in the President's Dining Room, so it's going to be a really great event if you guys can make it to it. And then also, if you guys want to support our greens organization, these are going towards like helping our like compost situation here on campus, or like planting a tree, or diversity committee. We will be meeting this week. Thank you. And I'm done.
Please remember not to misappropriate someone else's culture in your choice of costume out today, because I'm a loser and I didn't get to it on Friday. So it went out today, and your people, your friends, your whatever's to vote in not 5 seconds. And so anything you can do to help people vote would be great.
When
our answer to how many people are pre-registered by the 19th. And the truth of the matter is people actually have until the end of the day tomorrow to answer the two questions. Thank you so much.
Do you nominations for St. Lucia? They're due on, I think, Friday, which is pretty awesome. Character, compassion, and leadership on campus. Okay.
Since I harped on a senator already this year about self-deprecation, I'm going to harp. Yes, indeed.
All right, any other announcements?
So sharp.